Knox Orthopedics in Mountain Home has provided quality orthopedic care since 1983, from consultation and advanced diagnostic testing continuing through surgery, in-house therapy, and follow-up. If you're ready to reclaim the joy of life you once lived, more mobile and pain-free, Drs. Tom Knox, Russ Rawls, and Jason McConnell repair bones, joints, and muscles that work for a living and love to play. Let their experience, skill, and focus on convenient, cost-effective services for their patients put you back in motion.
Mount Holmes made their way out to the floor. Hamburg is now on their way out to the floor after getting their last-second instructions from Coach Matt Allison. Do want to let you know that coming up after this game, the Lady Bombers will play a second portion of our doubleheader tonight at about 8:30 as they take on the Lady Wildcats of Watson Chapel in the last semifinal of the night. It will be Matt Jones jumping center for Mount Holmes for Hamburg. D.J. Johnson will try to win the tip. The ball is up in the air. The tip is controlled by Mountain Home. They're moving right to left here in this first half. Colton Peters quickly going into lane for a layup. He can't get it to go. And the rebound chased down by the Lions. Here is Wilson with the ball on the left side. Throws up top to Lewis. Mountain Home starting off in a half-court man-to-man defense. Lewis throws over on the right side to Bridges. Now ball goes up top to Wilson. Wilson dribbles over to the right wing. Now goes up back between the circles. Over on the left side, now it goes to Lewis. Hamburg seems to be starting off with kind of a slow-paced game right now. Lewis dribbling up between the circles now. We are 42 seconds into this contest. Lewis throws over on the right wing to Wilson. Ball goes up top now to Smith. Over on the left side to Bridges. Bridges dribbles up to the top. Now dribbles over to the left side. Now he's going to go back up top, and looks like Hamburg's going to reset the offense. Ball's going over the right side to Wilson. He pulls up for the three-pointer. No good. In accidentally. We're knotted up at 2-2 with 5:44 left in the first quarter. Here's Lewis into the front court for the Lions. He throws over on the right side to Bridges. Now ball goes up top to Wilson. Over to Lewis on the left wing. Lewis will dribble toward the free throw line. Now goes back up between the circles, gives it there to Wilson. Now Wilson will throw it to Bridges. Bridges has it up near the top. Now he'll dribble a little more to the left wing. Takes the screen from Johnson. He's going into the lane, going up for the layup. It goes off the glass and in. That is Caleb Bridges with all four of Hamburg's points, and the Lions go back on top 4-2. Ball's up top with Gilbert. He's going into lane, going for the running jumper. Good. Wyatt Gilbert with his first 2 points of the night, and that's the second tie of the night. We're knotted up at 4-all with 4:45 left in this opening period. Ball's with Lewis in the right corner. Now he takes the screen from Smith, dribbles up to the wing, throws it up top to Johnson. Over on the left side now it goes to Wilson. He's going to pull up for the long three. Good. Jalen Wilson with his first 3 points of the night, and Hamburg goes back on top 7-4, 4:20 left in the first quarter. Ball goes into the front court to Peters on the left side. Throws it up top to Gilbert. Over to Bashir's on the right. Back up to Gilbert. Over to Peters on the left side now. Peters throws it back up to Gilbert. Gilbert throws it back over to Peters on the left side. He's going to pull up for the three-pointer. Good! Colton Peters with 5 points, third tie of the night. We're knotted up at 7-all with less than 4 minutes left in this first quarter. Bridges into the front court, dribbles to the right side. He's going to take the screen, pull up for the three-pointer. No good, and the rebound is controlled by Cruz and back on Mountain Home. Gilbert crossed the timeline for the Bombers. He throws over on the left side to Peters. Down in the corner to Bashir's. Back to Peters on the left, on the wing, that is, over to Gilbert. He dribbles to the right side. Now goes back up to the top, throws over to Peters on the left, over to Bashir's in the corner. He's going to pull up for the three-pointer, misses everything. Matt Jones for the offensive rebound. His shot is blocked, but he draws contact, and he'll head to the free throw line for a chance to give Mountain Home their first lead of the night. Jalen Wilson picks up his first personal foul, team foul number one against Mountain Home, up against Hamburg here in the first half. 3:16 left to play in the first quarter. Matt Jones at the line for the two-shot opportunity. First one is up and in. So that's Mountain Home's first lead of the night. Checking into the game for Hamburg is Nick Bridges, replacing Kieran Smith. Nick Bridges, a 6'1 junior. Second shot for Jones is up. Rolls around, in and out, no good. And the rebound is controlled by Hamburg. 1-2 for Jones on that trip. Here's Caleb Bridges with the ball on the right wing. Mountain Home up 8-7. Ball goes over to Johnson. He drills towards the left, gives it there to Wilson. He's going to pull up for another long three. In and out, no good. Long rebound chased down by Gilbert, and back comes Mountain Home. 1-point Bomber lead with less than 3 minutes left in the first quarter. Gilbert dribbles toward the right side, gives it there on the wing to Peters. Now back to Gilbert. Finds Peters in the corner. Down to Jones on the low block. He goes up for the jumper. No good. And the rebound is controlled by Hamburg. Back quickly comes Caleb Bridges. He loses the handle of the ball but gets it back. 2:34 left to play in the first quarter. 8-7 Mountain Home on top. Caleb Bridges going to throw it out to Wilson. Wilson going into the lane for the layup. He can't get it to go. And a late foul call against Mountain Home. Colton Peters picks up his first personal foul, team foul number one against Mountain Home here in the first half. It almost seemed like they were waiting to see if the shot was going to go in to blow the whistle there. So it will be Jalen Wilson at the free throw line for the first time tonight. First shot is up, no good. He can still tie it back up with this next free throw. 2:24 left to play in this opening period. Second shot for Wilson. Rolls around and goes in. He now has 4 points. Fourth tie of the night. 2:20 left to play in the first quarter. We're knotted up at A at all. Colton Pierce has the ball on the right side. Throws it back up top to Gilbert now. Over to Bashirs on the left. Bashirs will give it to Pierce up top. He's going to pull up for the three-pointer. Good! Colton Pierce with 8 points already. And it's 11-8. Mountain Home back on top with a little over 2 minutes left in this opening period. Caleb Bridges with the ball between the circles. He throws over to Lewis on the left side. Now gives it up top to Nick Bridges. Back over to Lewis on the left. Lewis dribbling up toward the top, giving it there to Nick Bridges. He's going to pull up for the three-pointer. No good. And the rebound controlled by Pierce. He's going to be fouled on his way down. Caleb Bridges picks up his first personal foul, team foul number two here in the first half against the Lions. 1:36 left to play in the first quarter. Bombers get the ball back, leading 11-8. Gilbert into the front court for Mountain Home. He dribbles toward the right side. Now he's going down into lane. Kicks out to Bashirs on the left side. Bashirs dribbles towards the paint. Pulls up just outside the lane for the jumper. No good. Ball's tipped around. Almost went in. Now this time Hamburg gets the rebound. Back comes Wilson going into the lane for the layup. No, he's and would not have counted if he had went in because he's called for the charge. Jalen Wilson picks up his second personal foul. Team foul number three against Hamburg. First turnover of the night for either team. Hunter Bashirs is going to check out of the game, being replaced by Talon Benton, a 5'11 senior. 1:15 left to play in the first quarter. Bombers with the ball up three. Ball goes into Benton in the front court on the left side. Now over to Gilbert on the right. Now back over to Benton. Down to Peters in the corner. Peters dribbles towards the paint. His pass is knocked away, stolen by Hamburg's first turnover of the night against Mountain Home. Here's Lewis with the ball in the front court. He has it on the right side. Throws it up top to Caleb Bridges. Now he's going into the lane for the layup. And another offensive foul called against Hamburg. Caleb Bridges picks up his second personal foul. Team foul number four against the Lions here in the first half. Nope, I take that back. I thought they'd signaled a charge, but they're going to call a blocking foul on Colton Peters. Wow. So that is the second team foul, second personal foul against Peters. And there was going to be a two-shot opportunity for Caleb Bridges. Well, Josh Fulcher is not happy with that call. I really can't say I blame him. Baylor Cresilius is coming into the game, going to replace Peters, who, again, just picked up his second foul. Cresilius, a 6'2 senior. So one more free throw with 48.5 seconds left for Bridges, and he gets both. He now has 6 points, 11-9 or 11-10. Mount Home leads Hamburg. Gilbert brings ball into the front court, gives it across the timeline to Cresilius. Now back up top to Gilbert. Thought about the three. Now dribbles. It's like a zone defense, maybe a 2-3 for Hamburg. Cresilius has the ball on the right side and gives it back to Gilbert. He's going to pull up for the three-pointer. Good! Wyatt Gilbert now with 5 points. 14-10, Mountain Home up with 21 seconds left in the first quarter. Here is Wilson back the other way, going into the lane, and he's going to draw contact. I don't know if they're going to call it on the floor or on the shot. Looks like they're going to call it on the floor. That foul is on Talon Benton, his first personal foul. Team foul number three against Mountain Home here in the first half. 16.6 seconds left of the quarter. Nigel inbounds the pass to Nick Bridges at the left elbow. He gives up top to Caleb Bridges. 10 seconds left. They still have time to get one last shot off before the end of the quarter. Caleb Bridges dribbles towards the elbow. Now throws it up top to Lewis. 2 seconds. Lewis going into the lane for the layup. No good, and we have reached the end of the first quarter. Well, after 8 minutes of play, our score, Mountain Home leading Hamburg 14-10. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
If you're all about sports, then you need to shop the Locker Room in Mountain Home. They carry sports apparel for everyone, including brands like Nike, Asics, Adidas, Under Armour, Easton, Russell, and more. They also stock all area school logos and offer screen printing on shirts, sweats, bags, and other items so everyone can show their school pride. Remember, if it has to do with sports, the Locker Room has it. Stop in today. The Locker Room, Highway 62 East in Mountain Home.